Praise Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I just pray for those people that I've seen today walking. And Lord, I was prayer walking. I'm praying for this community, Lord. I'm praying for all the people around the world that desire to know you, that are hungry for you, and that come into this broadcast, Lord. I just pray for your presence to come upon them right now. And I pray, Lord, that they will experience that love that I have for you in my life. I pray that they experience that, because it's the most beautiful thing I have ever experienced. And I just love you, Jesus. I love you, Lord. And I want everybody to know who you are. I want everybody to know who you are. I love you, Lord. I'm going to give my life to you. And I have given my life to you. My life is not my own anymore. And Lord, I just praise your holy name. You are so good. You are so good in all that you do. And Lord, I just know that you're moving in every area of our lives. You are in the background, destroying the plans of the enemy. You are making us straight paths. You are providing for us. I praise you, Lord, for every person on here who has a job, every person who has a livelihood, who has a family that loves them. And I want you to know that if you don't have those things, I want you to know that Jesus Christ has come and died on the cross so that you can be part of his family. He will be your, you know, the Father, he'll be your Father. And you can have a relationship with him. I have a relationship with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. It's the most beautiful thing you can do in this life. It's the most powerful thing you can do in this life. And when he gets a hold of you, he changes you from the inside out. And I just love you, Lord. I praise your holy name. And I pray right now that you break every chain off these people right now in Jesus' name. I command all chains to be broken now in Jesus' name. And I praise you, Lord, that every dark tunnel that anybody's going through, that your light will shine in it, and that you will take them out of that tunnel, and that you will put your hope and your plan directly into their heart, so that they can walk in peace, that they can go out and preach the gospel, that they can go tell their family and friends. And Lord, you know me, Lord. Sometimes I don't know what to say. Sometimes I just tell them, you know, the Lord Jesus loves you. All you're doing is you're planting a seed. Sometimes you're planting a seed. Sometimes you're watering the seed, right? Sometimes you pray for them. You know, send warring angels to them in Jesus' name. You know, you're asking the Father to send his warring angels into their life. You know, you're not praying to the angels. No, you're praying to the Father to send his warring angels. That's how it works. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So something interesting happened today. I was at this place, and they have, it's a secondhand place, and they sell, you know, cups and jewelry and clothes. It's all secondhand stuff, but all proceeds go to those in drug addiction and child sex trafficking, sex trafficking. It's amazing. So I'm walking through this place, and I'm kind of looking for any books, anything to do with God. And what do I find? I find this, it's kind of like a little, they call them memes now, but it's a photograph, but it's just got a quote on it. And it's John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life. So this is the exact same one that my granny gave me, and she loved Jesus. She loved Jesus, and I believe with all my heart it's because of her I'm still alive. Her prayers kept me alive, right? And I lost this thing, and I don't know what happened to it. I don't know where it is. But when I seen this thing, it's the exact same one, same color, same copy. So I went in there, I grabbed it, It was only $5. And now I have that to remind me of her, not only her, but that of Jesus and God, what he's done. You see, God doesn't, he doesn't want us to suffer. That's not why you're suffering, friend. The reason why you're suffering is because you don't know how to war. You see, when you learn how to war in the Holy Spirit, when you learn how to war in the Spirit, those demons, they got to bow to you because you have the Holy Spirit within you. You have Jesus Christ within you. The Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, heirs also, heirs of God, and fellow heirs with Christ. If indeed we suffer with him, so that we may be glorified with him. Romans 8, 16 verse 17. What does that verse say? The Spirit of God is testifying that you are a child of God. And if you are a child of God, you're heirs. Heirs of God. Fellow heirs. So if indeed we suffer with him, so that we may also be glorified with him. You see, friends, this life may be a really hard go for you. And, you know, I truly believe that we're going to end up going through persecution in this life. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. Prepare your hearts and minds to go through it. Take this time to seek out the Lord Jesus and just love on him. Love on him. It's the most beautiful thing. I just feel the anointing all over me right now. And I believe it's because I'm being obedient. You know, I'm going out there and trying to be used by God. I don't have any fear in me when I do these things. You know, I don't have any fear because it's not the people that are being evil. It's the demons behind them. These demons are driving these people to do awful things. And just like me, I was, you know, I was a drunk for probably 15 years of my life. I drank a lot. Every weekend, guaranteed, I would drink. And sometimes every day, sometimes not. And I used to smoke weed a lot. And the Lord delivered me from alcohol one time. I was sitting on a couch at home. And I was on my days off. Sitting at home, I had a hangover, sitting there. And I could feel like I was having a heart attack. My arms were going numb, my hands were going numb, I was starting to sweat. Heart was starting to race. And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm going to die. And it was in that moment that I realized that I need to quit. I need to quit this alcohol. It's going to take my life. And I asked for the Lord to take it from me, and he did. He took away that addiction. I can't even be around alcohol anymore. It actually literally makes me want to puke. I could probably drink a beer now, but I don't want to. I don't even want to take a chance with it. But if he can do that for me, he can do that for you in your situation. So let's pray right now. Whatever you're struggling with, I'm coming in agreement with it right now. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I come in agreement with this person, whoever's listening, with whatever they're struggling with. And we break all chains that the enemy has placed on this person to grab them and to bring them back into that addiction. Father, we break those chains now in the name of Jesus. We bind those demons that are behind this addiction. We bind them, we cage them, and we pray Holy Spirit fire on their heads in Jesus' name. And we command them to go. We command them to go to the pit. Go to the pit in Jesus' name. Go to the pit in Jesus' name. For this life is not my own. This is the Lord Jesus' life. The Lord Jesus is speaking through me through his Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is saying, he loves you. He loves you. Lord Jesus loves you. And I just pray that every demon that is attacking these people, I just bind and cage them and I command them to go now in Jesus' name. You see, they're leaving now. They're leaving now in fear because of the authority that you and I both have. When two or more are gathered together, let a thing be established. It now says two or three. I swear it used to say two or more, but all of a sudden it says two or three. I don't know what happened there, but I mean, I remember I've memorized scripture years ago and some of them have changed. I don't know how that's even possible, but that's really interesting. I'm not even going to get into that, but I love Proverbs 3, 5, or 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to Him, and He will make your path straight. You know, what happens when we give our lives to Jesus? He makes our path straight. You know, what used to be maybe a situation you couldn't even handle or even look at has become a situation that is so easy. It's so easy to walk through now. Right? Amen. Amen. You know, God, He sent His, He sent not only Jesus to set the captives free, but to give us a life. A life, because His yoke is light. I never really understood what that meant. You know, my yoke is light. And I was like, what does that mean? What does that mean? And what I believe it means is when you start doing the things of God, when you start doing the things of God in your life, He rewards you with joy. He rewards you with peace, love, the fruits of the Spirit. And that's how it becomes light. Because it makes up for all the things you've gone for, right? So if you're going through a hard time right now, I want you to praise God right now. Don't wait till tomorrow. Don't wait for 5 minutes. Praise God right now in this moment. Give Him praise and say, praise you, Jesus. I praise you, Jesus, for with the storm I'm going through, because I know you're going to defeat the enemy in the midst of me. Their ground may shake. Thousands may fall at my side, just like in Psalm 91. But it shall not come to me, because I am a child of the Most High God. If it's my time to go, it's my time to go. But if you're serving God and your time's not yet, then you will go through these things. You will go through the explosions of life. People will be terrified on all sides and all corners of the earth. This is going to happen, friends. But you're going to have the perfect peace of God. You're going to walk through that storm in perfect peace. And the love of Jesus is going to pour out of you. And it's not even going to matter what comes out of your mouth, just as long as the gospel is being preached. You don't have to be somebody with perfect language and oratory. Like lately when I've been going out, you know, I'm having a hard time. I'm just like, okay, where do I start? Do you know Jesus? He's the Son of God. You see, He died on the cross for you. And, you know, sin has separated you. So that's something I need to make sure that I have down 100%. But what I really want to do is I want to get some pamphlets made. So I get some pamphlets made with the Word of God in it. And I just can hand out the things, be like, how am I saved? And how do I continue my walk with Jesus? And just plant seeds and water those seeds as I go. Because, you know, the Lord's taking back territory in my life, not only in my life, in my community. Because when I'm going through these places, the Spirit of God is with me. It's not just me. The Spirit of God is with me. When I'm walking through these places, the devil shrieks in terror. And, you know, Henry Groover, he's talking about prayer walking. And he said, you know, if you see trash on the street, that's a sign, you know, that there's spirits around. It's a dirty thing. It's not right. It shouldn't be. So when he goes out on his prayer walks, he picks up garbage. And he said that one time he was out prayer walking and he filled up a whole trash can full, bags full, all the people with him. I'm currently prayer walking by myself, but I know, well, the time's right. The Lord's going to bring people into my life to come with me. But it's an incredible thing when you go by yourself, because you're not by yourself. You're with the Lord Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit's with you. He'll give you strength to go through these things. And you have no clue. You have no clue what impact you're making. You could just be walking by doing nothing. And, you know, maybe some person's like, you know, if you show me a guy with a blue toque and a, you know, red socks or whatever, walk by, I'll believe in you. And here's this guy walking by, you know, red toque, red or blue toque, red socks, but you get what I'm saying, right? God can use you in such a magnificent way. You don't know. You don't know. So the most powerful thing we can do is we can go out there and just show compassion and love to others. And, you know, if you get an opportunity, buy somebody a meal. Sit down with them again. I haven't been able to sit down with anybody yet, but I'm looking forward to that. I can't wait. You're like, hey, are you hungry? Let's go get something to eat. And then, you know, you sit down, you just be friends with them, you just love on them. And maybe sometimes it's not a lot of the Bible scripture. Maybe it's just, you know, you need to be careful and just love them, right? You just love them. Love them like Jesus would, right? But I just wanted to leave that with you guys and encourage you all to go out there and just be used by God. Be available for the Lord Jesus. Take the gospel out to those who haven't heard the gospel. You know, that's great and all that we're going to church, but let's take the gospel to other places that don't have the gospel. Let's take it to the places, you know, let's take it to the bars. Let's take it to the streets. Let's take it to the corners that we know is full of drug activity. And let's claim these areas back for God. You have nothing to be afraid of. If you're a Holy Spirit-filled Christian and you have the baptism of the Holy Spirit, you can take back areas back for God. There may be some warfare involved, but you'll know. When you go there, you'll know if it's okay or not. The Holy Spirit will let you know, like, no, don't. Or he'll say, yeah, you can. You know, just yield to the Holy Spirit. Yield to him and try and walk through that. I want to pray for some of these people right now. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I just pray for that man with the blue hair. He had blue hair. He was working on his car. Father, I just felt led to go to him, and I asked him, I was like, do you know Jesus? And he's like, yeah, I know Jesus. But he's like, yeah, very busy. I got to go. So I just want to pray for him right now. Father God, in the name of Jesus, whatever situation this man's going through, Father, I just pray for your perfect peace upon him. And I just pray for your presence upon him and your purpose and your Holy Spirit. And I just pray, Lord, that you're just going to make a way where there is no way. I pray, Father, that you send two warring angels to surround him at all times in Jesus' name. And I pray for the gospel to be preached in every area of his life. On the television screen, on the radio, everywhere he goes, he's going to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I just pray for that perfect peace upon him in Jesus' name. And Father God, I just pray for that homeless man. I think he was homeless. Maybe he wasn't. He was looking for cans. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray for protection over this man. And I pray, Lord, that you're going to provide him with the mental health needs that he needs. Or a job. Maybe he's looking for a job, Father. He just needs an opportunity. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just pray for that job right now. That an employer will come upon him and he'll give him a purpose and a place for his life. That he'll give him hope in his heart. Lord, I pray for hope in his life. I break the powers of Satan off of him now in Jesus' name. I break them now in Jesus' name. I break them now in Jesus' name. And I proclaim this is a child of God now. And I pray Holy Spirit fire around him to protect him at all times. And I just pray that you protect him in Jesus' name. And I just pray for your Holy Spirit to be upon him, the perfect peace. And just drive him, Lord. Drive him. Take him to the place that you need him to go so that he can get the help that he needs. He needs to be around certain types of people. He needs to be around that employer that you have picked for him. I pray, Lord, that you will take him right to that business and that he will get a job. And the next time I see him, he will have a job. I pray this in the name of Jesus. And I'm not judging him. I'm not blaming him. I'm saying everybody needs help sometimes. And it's not our job to judge. It's our job to give them a hope and a place to live. Because some of these people, you know, they need jobs. And maybe God's asking you, like, hey, I want you to take that man or take that woman, bring them to your house, give them clean food, water, wash their clothes, give them a new pair of clothes, give them a place to stay for the night, and trust that God's going to protect them. Can we do this nowadays? Can we trust God to do this? Is it too much for us to do this? I don't think so. I think Jesus would do the same thing. And don't worry about the things in your house. You're doing something really nice for this person. They're not going to steal from you. I mean, they might. There's a possibility. So you can take precautions for that. You know, hide your credit cards and all your other stuff. But I don't think it's needed. I really don't think so. If you're full of the Holy Spirit and you feel led to do this, do it. Go do it. Don't stop. This person could be a prophet of God. This person could be a person who goes out and saves a million people. You don't know that. That one person can make a huge impact in the body of Christ. So let's listen to the Holy Spirit and what He's trying to tell us. Let's yield to the Holy Spirit. If the Holy Spirit is telling you to stop, stop. If He's telling you to go, go. If He's telling you to jump 10 feet, you're going to jump 10 feet. Amen? We're going to believe these things. I was talking to a brother in Christ the other night, and he's believing for the absolute miraculous in his life. And I think that's so fitting because, you know, greater is He that is in us that is in the world. And, you know, it even says in the Bible how it talks about we're going to do greater things in the end times than what Jesus did. So let's go out there and believe for the miraculous and the impossible. Let's believe for that. I think it's only fitting that we do, right? Let's go out there and just completely go bonkers for Jesus. You know, I'm not satisfied with what I have right now. You know, I want a ministry. So I'm believing God's going to put people in my life to make that happen. But you know, there's things that I need to do too. I need to go out and get schooling. I need Bible college because people aren't going to listen to me unless I have some type of credentials saying, yes, he's been to Bible college. He has, you know, the foundational principles. And I think that's so paramount and so important. I mean, you can go out there and try it without, but I think it's a whole lot difficult, especially in this day and age. So this is something I'm seeking out to do. And you know, there's not money in it. I'm not doing this for the money. I'm doing this so the gospel of Jesus Christ can be spread. And He will bless the ministry. If I do the will of the Father, He's going to bless the ministry. He's going to put the right people in my life. He's going to bring me a wife that's on fire for God. I'm believing for that too. And you know, maybe I won't have a wife. I'm okay with that too. I'm pretty sure Paul didn't have a wife. And I'm okay with that. I think I can handle it. I mean, I've gone, 5, 6 years without one? 7 years? Doesn't really concern me much. Right? But, you know, yeah, I get lonely sometimes. But, you know, if the right woman comes around and she's filled with the Holy Spirit and she's on fire for God and she's casting out demons and healing the sick, you can guarantee I'll be laying out the red carpet for her. I'll be putting my coat down into the puddle so she can walk on it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I mean, women like that are worth more than a billion, trillion, all dollars in this world. Like, they're so precious. And another thing this man was saying to me the other night, he said, you know, if God is going to give you one of his children, you know, children of God, He needs to trust that you're going to take care of her, you know? So think of that. That's an interesting thing. It's like, yeah, you're right. So if I serve God and I'm doing His will and I ask for a Spirit-filled wife, will He not do that? Yes, He will. As soon as you start believing that, it'll happen. So, amen, amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I just pray for that woman and her two children. Father God, I just pray for protection over them, that wherever they go, they'll be protected. And I pray, Lord, that they'll be blessed everywhere they go, that everything they get will be doubled everything. When they order food, it'll be 2 burgers and 2 fries. When they go to pick up their car, they'll have 2 sets of tires. When they go to get gas, they pay for $20, they'll get $40. You know, when they ask for help, they'll get more than they can handle. I pray this in the mighty name of Jesus. I release this in their life in the mighty name of Jesus. I release hope and love and courage and peace and a deep desire to hear God's voice. To not only hear God's voice, but to walk in His peace, to have a desire to hear His word every day. And Father, I just worship you, Father. You are the King of Kings. You are the Father of glory. You are the Father of glory. You are the Ancient of Days. You are the Most High God. You are perfect in all your ways. Everything you do is perfect and righteous. You are the Creator of heaven and earth, and I love you. And your children love you. The people listening here, they love you. And we just pray, Lord, that your will be done in our lives and not anybody else. And I ask, Father, that you just do a mighty work in all these people's lives. That no matter what happens, no matter what comes upon this earth, that our relationship with you will be paramount. And we will walk through fires and flames. We will see people dead on each side, and they'll be raised from the dead. We're going to believe for the miraculous, the perfect, the wondrous, the awesome, the amazing. Amen and amen and amen. I'm believing right now for miracles to happen. I'm believing right now for people to get healed over this broadcast right now. That whatever needs to be healed in your heart will be healed now in Jesus' name. It's being healed now. Walk in that and ask God to just give you that perfect peace in Jesus' name. Amen? Amen. All right. Well, I'm gonna put a pause to this, and more broadcasts will come soon. I'm most likely going to do one on prayer, but it could change. So have a blessed day.